What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Bernstein and Harris.
Really excited for you and Marshall together.
Middays 10 till 2.
Love Marshall, love his work, man, so I'm excited for that pairing.
David Hoff on the score again, just for the sake of accuracy. Do you guys have the same agent, and did that relationship have anything to do with you guys knowing each other prior to this process or throughout the process?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure, you know, in terms of just getting a hold of each other, you know, in contact with each other, that plays a part.
Yeah, it's just, it was easy transition, or easier, I should say.
They weren't supposed to ask about that.
It is really easy when you go to the Trace Armstrong store to get everybody, isn't it?
Sure. One-stop shopping. Going to the Target, Walmart, Sam's, Costco.
It's just wild. It's absolutely wild. And I hope that this is the start of things. I hope this that it should be part and parcel of every conversation we have with every coach now. When somebody arrives at a... Who's your agent? All this stuff should be asked. That it should be standard operating procedure. And if somebody refuses to say who their agent is,
Question mark.
Everybody in one of these jobs in the NFL should be asked the moment they arrive in the building by reporters. The moment you have first crack at that, whenever they make these guys available, who's your agent? What agency? What person?
Can we standardize the... publicizing the contracts as well for front office people? I mean, players have to do it.
Nah, they're not going to do
it. Well, that's because of the Players Association. But the NFL would be smart to do it. They really would. If Roger Goodell, transparency, sunlight. If Roger Goodell is concerned enough to hold a secret meeting in the basement of the JW Marriott in Indianapolis... and convene a summit of all these powerful agents and mention that there's a problem and have Rod Graves there? Absolutely. Public list. Put it on your website. Form an association. A coaches agents association. We should know every assistant, every assistant's assistant, every special advisor to the owner. And I don't know that it's in Kalen's article, but I believe... that Bob Lamont, who's mentioned here, is Kevin Warren's agent. You can check that, but I'm pretty sure that these guys represent, their agents represent as high up the chain as presidents of teams. And Kevin Warren is a lawyer that negotiates contracts, but he's got somebody doing his. I believe Bob Lamont is Kevin Warren's guy. That needs to be known. And the good news may be that Trace Armstrong's name only appears twice. Well, actually appears three times because Mike McCarthy used to be represented by Trace Armstrong and is now represented by Don Yee. Trace Armstrong represents Bills offensive coordinator Joe Brady and Ron Rivera. So the name that probably matters most on this list as far as Armstrong representation is Joe Brady.
And we'll see... how he hasn't really been mentioned as a front runner for the job, but we'll see how things go Sunday. Certainly, Brady and Monken having their skills on display. Text line has been A lot of feedback out here, including 847. Trace might be Timu. Sure, you can get everything there, but it's going to be beyond questionable quality. That's Sean in Charlotte.
The 815. Can we post the five other teams who hired coaches from the same agent so we can understand if this practice affects wins and losses, or is this just supposed to be a Bears hit piece?
Oh, no, it was like the Giants. I can go back and look.
Yeah, is that Kevin Warren?
No, it's right. Signed Kevin Warren. How about the Bears not making people available for this either? Polls not made available. Kevin Warren not made available. Bears were not talking. Eberflus didn't return calls. You know, this is a massive, massive NFL story. And the fact that even in the NFL, the Bears are looked at as the easiest mark. The Bears are the dupes at the carnival. The Bears are the people who play three-card Monty with the guy on the blue line going to O'Hare.
To answer that texter's question, NFL at least five NFL teams started the 2024 season with head coaches and general managers represented by the same agent or agency.
Mm-hmm.
Arizona, Chicago, Cleveland, Kansas City, and the New York Giants. And then also, per ESPN's data, four teams went into 2024 with the same agent representing the head coach and two coordinators at the time the club hired him. Cincinnati, Cleveland, Miami, New York Jets.
Okay. You can draw whatever conclusions you want from that. And there you go. You asked and answered.
I understand how this is a systemic problem, though, in terms of finding the best people qualified for the job, in that you're already packaging certain people because they belong to certain agencies, whereas other people who probably are qualified aren't even getting a look because you have this agent just, you know, for lack of a better word, pimping out his guys.
That's their job. And it also doesn't mean the agents are necessarily operating with any skullduggery. It doesn't mean that Trace Armstrong's doing anything unethical.
Right.
He represents people. He's trying to get his people jobs. That's what you want your agent to do. So I don't want this to come across as if there's some cabal of agents who are trying to take down teams. They're just trying to get their guys jobs and get their commissions. And agents, as is spelled out in the article, the guys who represent players who make $20 million a year instead of $5 million a year, you know, you need four or five coaches to equal one player. So the coaching agents need volume. And they do this with colleges. You know, they have stables of college coaches and pro coaches who sometimes cross-pollinate and move in between. But those guys aren't tuna fishing. They're fishing for smaller things.
Just throwing the net out there, and yeah, we'll see what we pull up this time.
Yeah, but the coaching agents have to trawl a little bit. They have to have more so they can afford the number of homes that they want to have. So it is really, I hope people stay. I hope we never lose sight of what's going on here, particularly as much as it says about what's been wrong with the Bears, how little they know. They have to be reliant on these people because they don't know anybody and they don't know anything. It goes back to Ted Phillips, and the issue seems to be George McCaskey.
And really, a huge shout out to Kaylin Kaler for rolling up her sleeves and doing the work. You can go read her article on ESPN.com when you get a moment. It's a long read, but it's worth it. You'll learn something.
Yeah, she said in her tweet, reporting this was harder than reporting on an extremist religious group. That's how much the NFL and apparently the Bears don't want you to know. And that should tell you something.